Assessing the damage from another brush fire in Southern California, I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. Officials in Laguna Niguel today saying the California coastal fire has scorched about 200 acres and is at 15% containment. Shane Sherwood from Orange County Fire Authority is the incident commander of the coastal fire.
Currently, we have 20 destroyed structures and 11 damaged. And that assessment has been completed, and we continue to work with the city of Laguna Niguel to handle and address any of the impact residents in that community.
Sherwood says 550 fire crew members are working on putting out the flames. Two people injured but have been released from the hospital. A bipartisan aid bill for Ukraine stalled in the Senate.
Approval of a supplemental $40 billion relief package for Ukraine will likely be delayed until next week following calls from GOP Senator Rand Paul to enlist a government watchdog to oversee how the money is spent.
We cannot save Ukraine by dooming the U.S. economy.
But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
when you have a proposal to change a bill, you have to convince members to support it. The junior senator from Kentucky has not done that.
Any changes mean the bill would have to go back to the House for a second vote as the Biden administration presses for the package to become law before May 19th. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Mercedes-Benz issuing a do-not-drive recall for hundreds of thousands of vehicles over a braking problem.
It's a voluntary recall in which the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is warning owners of 292,000 Mercedes-Benz ML, GL, and RS class vehicles from the 2006 through 2012 model year not to drive them until they're inspected at a dealership over potentially corroded brake boosters that could severely affect braking capability and increasing the risk of a crash. Mercedes says early signs of failure include a soft brake pedal. Or
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A new survey of airlines reveals which carriers are tops.
It has been a challenging year for the airline industry as carriers deal with weather disruptions, COVID-related staffing issues, and aircraft shortages. However, some carriers were able to outshine others in overall performance, according to the airline quality rating from Wichita State University. The survey looks at each airline based on mishandled baggage, consumer complaints, and on-time performance, among other categories. For a second year in a row, Southwest was tops in overall performance. Hawaiian Airlines was tops when it comes to best on-time performance. Delta had the lowest consumer complaint rate, while Spirit had the highest, and Allegiant was the best for baggage handling. The top five airlines, Southwest, followed by Hawaiian, Delta, Allegiant, and Alaska.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Superstitious people may be a little more on edge today.
Friday the 13th is known for being an unlucky day. And while it's not exactly clear when the fear of the number 13 got started, it is something that persists even now. Western cultures have usually associated the number 12 with completeness, while 13 wasn't so fortunate. Pop culture-wise, a number of tragic events have happened on Friday the 13th, including the death of Tupac Shakur and the crash of the Costa Concordia cruise ship. Today is also the first and only Friday the 13th in 2022, so AMC is celebrating with an all-day Friday the 13th movie marathon. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Vegas Strip resort has surprised 5,400 employees with $5,000 bonuses. Every employee of the Cosmopolitan getting the bonus to show appreciation for their work during the COVID-19 pandemic. Stocks fell slightly on Thursday. The S&P 500 heading for its sixth consecutive weekly decline. Stock futures high early this Friday morning as investors gear up for the S&P 500 to potentially slide into official bear market territory. I'm Ted Lindner. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.